I'm Paula.
And I'm Tony, and this is Layla's story.
It was absolutely perfectly normal pregnancy. And then it just like out of the blue, I got really sick and wound up having her.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands.
It all happened so fast.
I got there at 2 o'clock and she was born at 5. You know, me as a labor nurse knows that a 24-weeker is not good. There's a lot of issues 24-weekers can have when they're born.
I really didn't know what was the possibilities of things going wrong until she explained it to me.
We literally didn't think that she was going to make it. Most 24-weekers don't have very good outcomes at all.
I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood.
The nurse practitioner tried 3 times to intubate her, and I begged her and started crying just to save her. And they tried one more time, and she was actually able to intubate her that last time. That first night was very hard. Not knowing if she's going to live or die, and never knowing if I got to hold her before that happened. It was very, very rough.
The Monday after she was born, we sat down with the neurologist. They explained that she had the grade 4 brain bleed on one side and a grade 2 on the other side, that, you know, there's a possibility that she may never walk or talk.
That's when they gave us the option if we were going to keep her on life support or take her off life support. So we said as long as she wasn't suffering and she wasn't in pain and she wasn't hurting, that we wanted to do everything possible for her. And she's here today. We got to bring our baby home finally after 115 days. But with a 24-weeker, your journey is never going to be over. They have lifelong medical issues. It's, like they say, a roller coaster.
I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood.
The biggest hurdle for her is what kind of future is she going to have? I want her to be just like her sister and not have to worry about anything but being a kid.
Our new normal is to whatever's going to help her live a happy, healthy life.
Do I think the roller coaster is over? No. Do I think that we're in great hands with PCH for whatever else arises? Absolutely. Every hurdle that we've gone through, they could help us at PCH, and they have made it as easy as possible for us to go through all these challenges.
It's not like going to a normal hospital. Like, we were driving on the way here, and she actually wanted to go to PCH, her hospital.
They treat you like their family.
I believe kids ought to stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands.
She thinks of PCH as her hospital, and she's not scared of it. They've helped us through our struggle and then some. I know that there'll be a next challenge. I'm not unrealistic to think that there's not going to be with her, but we're ready for whatever challenge comes next because we know that we are in good hands with them. If it wasn't for them, our daughter wouldn't be where she is today.
I believe most people are good.